Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. State volleyball fans face a change with the introduction of Sweet 16-style tournament play. Joe Auk is the Assistant Executive Director of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. She joins us now from Pierre with more. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Before we get to postseason high school volleyball, talk a little bit about the regular season. How did things go?
Well, I think the regular season panned out very well. Not a lot of real changes with the regular season. The only thing that really changed was our cutoff date as to when seed points were going to be allowed to be calculated through. We had to move that up to this last week of Tuesday, October 24th, as opposed to what normally was the Thursday prior to All-State Chorus and Orchestra. So not a real big change there because not many contests went on the 26th anyway. Regular season wrapped up this last week on Tuesday, and we are ready to start sub-state play and region play beginning on Monday. We're excited.
All right, so take us back, testing this out, sort of the Sweet 16 format. Maybe you first better describe exactly what that is to just catch everybody up. What's Sweet 16 format?
All right, well, basically, the Sweet 16, we started it last year in the Class A ranks. And the Class A decided that they were looking for a change to try and find a way to, in their minds, get what we call the best 16 teams or the best 8 teams in realization to the state tournament. And sometimes we've always been based on region representation, as we had districts and then we had regions and then we went on to our state play. And each of the 8 regions was represented at the state tournament. Now with the Sweet 16 format, basically all of the schools, I'm talking Class A and B now because the AA is just a little bit different, Class A and B will have 8 regions. So there no longer are any districts. They're all divided into 8 regions. And basically what we did was we just put the 2 districts together to form District 1 and 2 formed Region 1. From those 10 or 11 teams now in Class B, we're going to continue play through just like we would have in districts. And once we get to the final 2 teams in each region, those 2 teams are going to advance to the next contest. So with the 8 regions, we'll have 2 teams. That makes up our 16-team format. And we will reseed those 1 through 16. So 1 will play 16, 2 will play 15, and so on. That now brings all of region representation with 2 teams from each of the 8 regions, giving our geographic locations. But now when we get to the Sweet 16, the best 8 teams, or the winners of that contest on that night, basically,
right,
will end up being in the state tournament.
Right, the best that night.
The best that night, exactly.
Always that's good exactly for athletes correct to remember, right?
Absolutely.
And fans, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're excited about that. It's a new format for Class B, and it's going to be a new format for Class AA. Class A already did that last year. The reports were really good, based on our volleyball tournament and our basketball tournaments. It provided a lot of excitement in the field, and for the most part, we had a lot of regions represented. Some did not get represented, and that's the scare for everybody is
right
now we no longer have that region representation and not everybody gets to go, so to speak.
All right, so did you get that kind of feedback where maybe from the regions who didn't make it any further, where they felt that sting of disappointment a little bit more, or were they still supportive and understanding the big picture?
Well, I think for the most part, it's really too soon to tell yet. We've had it for 1 year in the Class A, and this, like I said, this will be the first year for the other 2 classes. But I think the big thing here is that, the overall message that our office got is we would like to see a state tournament in which it's very competitive. And the best way to do that probably is to try and find out, whether it shouldn't matter if you're from East River or West River. If you're one of the better teams that night, so to speak, those are the teams that should advance to the tournament. Is there some disappointment? Yeah. I would be a fool to say that there are people that are disappointed that there isn't going to be geographic
right
representation across the state. There still could be. They just have to earn that spot.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the excitement of the tournament then. What does that bring from a positive standpoint to, to the fans and to the players?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the competitive advantage in the competitive area in which, you're going to hopefully have your teams that have been seeded well throughout the course of the year. You know, there's always that chance for the upset or things of that nature as well. But I think for the most part, the tournament format, what I heard from, I didn't go to the Class A tournament last year as I was at a different site, but the Sweet 16 format in the Class A, everybody thought it was absolutely exciting. I mean, it was the contests were close. I mean, we had a lot of four or five set matches in volleyball. The same way in basketball, the games appeared to be a little bit closer. They were more competitive matchups throughout the course of the tournament. So that's exciting for the fans. That's exciting for the teams competing. And I think all around, I think everything was what we had hoped it would be.
Does it make a difference in the big picture for an athlete who wants to go on, you know, to play at the collegiate level? Does that make a difference? Do colleges look at that? Are they going to be seen different if the final tournament has a little more of that excitement or competitiveness?
You know, I don't know that I can really truly answer that question, because the colleges are always looking, you know, they're going to get to the matches and the contests that they want to get to see the athletes that they want to see, whether they're involved in the Sweet 16 or whether they're involved in a state tournament, whatever that means. We have a lot of players that probably have never made it to a state tournament that still go on and play college ball and things of that nature as well. So I don't know that's not a goal of ours, is to try and make sure that the colleges are all in the loop and in the picture. But yeah, I think it gives them an opportunity to see a lot of players, a lot of good players at a competition. If they do come to our state event, they might see somebody that they weren't really recruiting and see some hidden talents along the way.
What's the potential impact on program development throughout the state? Do you think that it could, you know, years down the road sort of change how people prepare and work their teams up for state-level play?
Well, sure. I think every team is going to start to look at, you know, how can I make myself better? The seeding format that we have, that's one of the potential things as well, and one of our concerns is we hope that everyone is still going to continue to play everyone on their schedules. The conference affiliations and things like that, we always want to try and get the most seed points that we can in that process so that we are one of the higher seeds when it comes time for region play, and we might be able to host as opposed to have to travel somewhere else and those types of things. But I think coaches, they are going to set the stage for, hey, how can we make ourselves better? How can we be a better team? How can we compete? And I think the excitement that's there is excitement for everyone. It's just a matter of how you're going to deal with it and how you're going to accept what the role is and how I need to get there. And that'll be up to coaches to decide how in tune they want to be with that.
Joe Alk is the Assistant Executive Director of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Thank you so much. We look forward to some great volleyball coming up.
I absolutely am looking forward to a great, great, great Sweet 16 and state tournament coming up here and around the way. So thank you for your time as well.